Last night, the Arizona Coyotes opened up their season on the road against Anaheim. Their home opener coming up tomorrow night at Gila River Arena. Joining us right now, the head coach of the Arizona Coyotes, who dropped last night's season opener 2-1, Rick Tockett. Good to have him back here on the Burns and Gambo Show. He joins us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Tock, thanks for joining us, especially after the late night. We appreciate it.
No problem. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, Tock. How's your you watching the Arizona Cardinals this year a little bit?
I've watched a few games. It was, you know, looking at me, I'm a football fan as it is. Just why I watch a lot of different teams. But yeah, I've watched the Cardinals.
You think Kyler Murray's going to be any good?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think it's just like we've been saying a couple years. It's that process, right? I mean, you know, they show up a few areas. I think they're going to be fine.
What were your takeaways from last night's loss to Anaheim? What first game of the season, long way to go. What did you like? What did you not like?
Well, I mean, you know, we had a lot of offensive zone time. You know, we had the puck a lot. We didn't create a lot. I thought we were a little, some guys were a little nervous. I don't know if it's the first game of the year. You know, we didn't give them that much. It wasn't like, you know, they had a lot of chance. It was just kind of, you know, for both teams, it was just kind of a chess match, kind of looking for a couple of people to step up at certain times. I thought the Kessel line was good. I thought Kessel and Steppen were good. You know, Kemps has been solid all camp. So there's some positives. I just think we just got to make sure that offensively get a little bit creative when we get that puck.
I thought that fourth line did the most damage to you guys. I mean, Grant was good, Carter Rowney. That seemed like that fourth line started to give you guys some problems after the first period.
Yeah, well, they're a heavy forecheck team, right? Those guys, you know, like you said, the fourth line. So, you know, if you make a couple of passes, you know, somebody's going to have a chance. That's a little sloppy in execution. So, I'd like to count on the team so far for whatever reason, or just a touch business. It wasn't a horrible game. I thought, you know, we could have won the game, but like you said, could have, would have, should have. Is not going to count this year. You know, we got to be able to win games that we think are winnable.
I think, you know, first period, if you go back to that first period, I mean, you outplayed them the entire period. You outchanced them. You outshot them. You just didn't get anything on the board. I mean, they seemed like they were on their heels the whole first period. You know, big crowd. You got a new coach. They had a bad year last year. I mean, their goaltender kept them in it, but it looked like that was your opportunity, you know, to really put something on the board and put them behind the eight ball, and you just weren't able to take advantage.
Yeah, I liked their energy. I did like our first period. Then they got that goal kind of in a breakdown. But still, you know, tying it up in the second, and then, you know, giving that goal the last, like, 30 seconds of the second period was a killer. You know, it was a mistake by four different guys. So, you know, I mean, listen, you got to score more than one goal to win these games. You know, we got to make sure that, you know, we are who we are. We got to keep this playing the same kind of concepts, and I think we got a little antsy. A lot of turnovers from our team, uncharacteristic of it. I didn't like some turnovers from a couple individuals.
What Fowler's goal, the one that was, you know, the one you're talking about, you know, late. I mean that was a great shot by him. I don't know that you could make a save on that, but you said a bunch of mistakes leading up to that goal. What was the one that you thought was the biggest?
Well, I mean, I feel like, you know, we didn't want to punish, have to change. If he changed early, that wouldn't happen. So he changed that let Manson kick the puck off the ice, get the puck in. They missed the net, and then a couple of our defense missed their hits. And then, you know, one of our players went out to the guy, he kind of waved his stick instead of getting a shot lane. So it was really a mental, it was four mental mistakes. You know, it just takes, it, that's what it's on the channel. It's the parity and one inch here or there is different in games, so that's why you got to be focused and locked in.
So, what do you say to Hinostroza there? You know, with on that play, mm-hmm. you know, what do you want him to do in that situation when it comes up again?
Well, he's got to square it up. He's got to take the shot lane, and he can't let Fowler go around him. He kind of went straight leg. He just kind of let him go around. He's got to keep him in front of him, right? He's got to get the shot lane. If he does that, then there's no goal. You know, it's just not good. There's a couple other guys, you know, missing checks, but. You know, that's the sort of stuff you got to be locked in the whole game.
Rick Tocchet, our guest, your head coach of the Arizona Coyotes. They open up the home portion of their schedule tomorrow against Boston. He joins us here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. How difficult is it going to be? How tricky is it going to be when it comes to figuring out who your goaltender is every single night, given your situation?
Well, you know, Rance is down playing in Texas with Tucson to get some light action. He had a little setback in training camp, so we've got to get him some live games. So Kemp's right now, like, he's got a really good camp. You know, he deserves to start. He's going to start tomorrow again. But it's a good problem. You know, we get Rance, nice and healthy, and you got a 1-2 punch. You know, we're going to need these guys. There's 81 games left. A lot of games, a lot of travel here this month, so we're going to need both goalies.
Look to me last night, just one more on last night, Gibson, really good game for him. You guys, you know, you had that really good first period with the energy came out, and I thought late you really put a lot of pressure on him too, but I thought late in the game he came up with a couple of big, you had some chances, but he came up with a lot of big saves late in that third period.
Good goalies. He's one of the top goalies in the league. You know, there's certain things you have to do, and when you get high goalies, you know, once again, we had a couple times where we could have had somebody take his eyes away on some of the shots. You know, we were to the side. You know, we got to get the D, get those shots through, but there's a couple times. You know, you got to get those two goals, especially in those situations. Even the 6-on-5, we had possession, and we threw that puck away. Like, that's what I was talking about. When it's pressure hits, you got to be able to make those right plays. So we had a really good practice today. I really like the energy. And we're trying to really, you know, an excellent team the more in Boston, so it's a good test for us.
Coach, good to hear your voice. Congratulations on starting the season. I know it didn't go the way you wanted it to last night, but I know you guys are excited about the home opener tomorrow. I know we'll be talking to you in the future. Thanks for swinging by for a few.
Thanks, boys. Always good talking to you guys.